This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro was transferred to a Sao Paulo hospital Wednesday to undergo tests for an obstructed intestine, with the president's office saying he could receive emergency surgery in his latest health complication from a 2018 stabbing. The Via Nova Star Hospital in Sao Paulo, where the 66-year-old Bolsonaro was transferred, said late Wednesday the president would remain hospitalized initially under conservative management. His son, Flavio, speaking to radio station Jovem Pan, said that Bolsonaro had earlier in the day been moved to an intensive care unit in Brasilia and intubated. News of Bolsonaro's hospitalization comes as the far-right leader is sinking in opinion polls due to his handling of the world's second deadliest coronavirus pandemic and a simmering corruption scandal over his government's purchases of vaccines. The Biden administration said Wednesday that it is prepared to begin evacuation flights for Afghan interpreters and translators who aided the U.S. military effort in the nearly 20-year war. The Operation Allies Refuge flights out of Afghanistan during the last week of this month will be available first for special immigrant visa applicants already in the process of applying for U.S. residency. Jen Psaki is the White House press secretary.
We are launching what we are calling Operation Allies Refuge to support relocation flights for interested and eligible Afghan nationals and their families who have supported the United States and our partners in Afghanistan and are in the SIV application pipeline.
President Joe Biden has faced pressure from lawmakers in both parties to come up with a plan to help evacuate Afghan military helpers before next month's U.S. troop withdrawal. The evacuation planning could potentially affect tens of thousands of Afghans. This is VOA.